This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, May 25, 2022, and these are the headlines. The Davao City Police Office filed a case against the teacher who allegedly molested four elementary pupils in Bangkas Heights, Turil District. In an interview on Tuesday, DCPO spokesperson Major Teresita Gaspan said they can't divulge the name of the teacher since it might compromise the identities of the grade 4 students. In a separate interview, Department of Education 11 spokesperson Genelito Atilio said that they have launched a separate investigation into the issue. In other news, 2 weeks after the elections, Davao City continues to enjoy a low COVID-19 positivity rate at an average rate of 0.53% from May 8 to 21, 2022. Also, the LGU is still under a minimal risk classification for 5 straight weeks. Based on the COVID-19 task force data, the city posted an average daily positivity rate of 0.53% from May 8 to 21, which also covered the election day when more people converged at polling places. For this week, May 23 to 28, 2022, the city's minimal risk status is attributed to a negative 19.35 or low 2-week growth rate and 0.09 or low average daily attack rate, according to the task force data. Also, all 180 barangays are under minimal risk. In comparison, two barangays, Bukana and Matina Crossing, are categorized as low risk, having recorded 3 and 2 COVID-19 cases, respectively, for the past 1 to 2 weeks. In the event of a coronavirus surge, the city government will still apply the same response to the evolving COVID-19 pandemic, except that the facilities to be used are government spaces. In business, the Department of Trade and Industry in the region has urged consumers to assert their rights, especially when it comes to accessing goods at correct prices. To recall, the agency's newly issued Bulletin on Suggested Retail Prices, or SRPs, took effect on May 11. Hence, DTI 11 has intensified its monitoring activities in the region, ensuring that such is being adopted strictly. DTI 11 Regional Director Maria Belinda Q. Ambi said that the regional and provincial field offices of DTI 11 had been regularly monitoring different business establishments to check the prices of basic necessities and prime commodities that they sell. Meanwhile, it calls on the public to do their part by using the new SRP Bulletin as their reference in their purchases. The public may contact the Facebook page DTI Region 11 for concerns and inquiries related to the latest SRP Bulletin. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.